Now, you've got to remember that Shakespeare was he worked in the theatres, and the theatres weren't visited that much by the royalty and all of that. It was more the common person's. It was almost like the internet of today, if you think about it. It's where everyone gathered to actually get together and socialize and sit down and watch a play and all of that. And so Shakespeare aimed a lot of his plays in that at the common person. And he borrowed many, many words from the common person. And at the time, when he was alive, words were shifting. We'd shifted from Old English to early modern English, and there was that whole transition from the French influence, and we had the great vowel shift, and language was really changing at the time. And there's a lot of new words were coming in as a result of that, and a lot of words from out in the country were coming in to London, because that's where the population started to sort of gravitate. And people would then also go to the theatre, and Shakespeare would use all of these common words that were being used by people. And so, we think that although while people suggest that, he did introduce all these new words, he did through his plays, and they've been published, and the printing press has been responsible for a lot of that. But the thing is, he's more likely to have, used the common person's words to relate to them. And I said he didn't introduce them, but he was certainly responsible for putting them in to the general population.